let me just emphasize a point I made. In 1948, the United Nations proposed the partition, which would have created two states and an international city of Jerusalem. The Israelis accepted, the Arabs rejected it. And the next day, six Arab nations invaded Israel, the first of many wars which an increasingly strong Israel has won. Almost every Arab leader I know now would gladly accept the partition plan that was rejected in 1948. Because the reality is that the offers made since then are fewer and less attractive. And I said to President Abbas, and I said to Chairman Arafat many times, there is not a single shred of evidence that you can cite to me to suggest that the longer you wait, the offers are going to get better. They're not. The 1948 partition plan is not now on the table and never again will be. So in my judgment, what they've got to do is to sit down and negotiate and get a deal that creates a state and builds on it. And that will resolve the settlements issue. Then they'll know what's Israel and what's Palestine, and anybody can build what they want in their own country. But the longer this goes on, the less optimistic one must be, because the opportunities for both are going to decline. Israel faces very, very serious challenges. There is a sense of calm and security now, but if history is any guide, it will not last. Demography. Right now, there are 5.75 million Jews in the area between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean. There are 5.25 million Arabs, including Israeli Arabs, West Bank and Gaza. But the birth rates are such that the demographers are unanimous in saying that the lines are going to cross very soon, not decades, but years. And then Israel, if the two-state solution is lost, will have to choose between a Jewish state and a democratic state, and that's a choice they should not have to make. Secondly, they built a large wall to keep out suicide bombers. I lived in Berlin as a young man, in Northern Ireland for 5 years. Walls do provide a temporary respite. They do not solve the underlying problem. And the problem Israel faces now to its existence is not suicide bombers, it's rockets. Hamas has several thousand, Hezbollah has 30,000, now Iran has rockets that can reach Israel. That's the existential threat. And the first step to dealing with it is to make a deal with the Palestinians. And the third issue is isolation and delegitimization. We all know the votes at the UN. We've described them. The United States vetoed the settlement resolution in February. 135 countries were for it, only Israel and the United States against it. The vote on this resolution won't be that lopsided, but it'll still be decisive. And Israel's relations with Turkey, with Egypt, major countries, are in the process of deterioration, very significant actions, and that's a huge threat. And the Palestinians face the indefinite continuation of an occupation under which they have suffered for more than 60 years. So for both sides, the answer is get in the room, sit down, and negotiate an agreement that will be less than 100% of what each wants, but much better than the alternative for both.